What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, we're calling it a football Friday. There is football tonight. Lions are playing the Falcons. I know Heather can't kick her ass in picks, so not truly a full football Friday. But John, we have
that season's over.
We have ambitions of much more this year.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're excited.
Me too.
Not that I've thought about it this offseason.
That trophy sits right over your shoulder, so I see it right now.
Drives me nuts.
We need to add a new name to that this
every
season.
Day
another name.
I walk
just
in
the same
here.
Name.
No, we need to switch it up, Heather.
Yeah, we will.
This hour, we've got the cookie jar. We have a topic that we stumbled into in the final hour of yesterday's show. A lot of meat on that bone. We'll get to that. And I didn't mean it like that. Get your head out of the gutter.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it used to be a fun thing. Who's your tiger? We're going to have who's your tiger to fix this situation coming up at 7:20.
That could be fun, too.
It could be fun. They definitely need someone to inject a little bit of fun into this baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
With the NFL tonight and the Lions playing, you have these debates in the preseason about, all right, what do I do with my guys? Like last night, Cincinnati ruled out Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Now, Detroit's not going to roll out Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Do you think they should be playing the rookies, John? I'm talking specifically Tate Ratledge and Tyreek Williams.
I've backed off on the whole got to play the veterans. I mean, if our listeners remember 2 years ago, I was adamant that we had to see Goff. We had to see this offensive line. And then they go out and they put together an NFC, you know, championship game appearance season. And they started good.
Won the division, all that stuff.
Yeah, last year it was kind of the same thing. So I've backed off on that a little bit. It's very different now because you have more of the inner squad scrimmages. They're going to scrimmage Miami this coming week, and that's where all the veterans get the real work done. If you're watching the Baltimore game last night, they interviewed Lamar Jackson and talked about the scrimmages that they had with the Colts, all right, and the quality of work that he got in. So there always is going to be that as kind of an underlying tone to who you play in the preseason. For rookies, I don't think I'll ever back off on this, and that is you need to have the experience of playing at this level for a few reasons. One, this is the only, I know they played away for the Hall of Fame game, but that was the fourth of what normally is only three. This is the first of three, but it's their only away game. And no, please save your messages. I know it's not going to be a violent, ruckus environment down in Atlanta. But it is different. You are traveling down there. And yes, they traveled in college football. There's always some tweaks. There's some differences. And you've got to be comfortable going on the road and playing. You've got to be comfortable playing in the NFL. You've got to be able to see things with this offense in these positions. And I think it's even more important for a guy like Tyreek Williams. He played in big environments down at Ohio State. There's no question about it. And same thing with Tate Ratledge at Georgia. Played in national championship games, played in great moments. It's just different. And part of it is you got to be able to play on the road. You got to travel, play on the road. It's a different pace in the NFL. There's a bunch of different stimuli you need to be exposed to. And I don't want that to be week one for rookies. And coaches are even in these scrimmages, are typically standing right behind the huddle. Mm-hmm. And as you come back, they're going to be yelling out, or they may even run into the huddle and tell you, hey, if they line up like this, make sure you watch. Keep an eye on the linebacker. You might get a pinch on this one. Defensive line, hey, you watch this formation. And, you know, this is the situation. Coaches are there, all right? They're not going to be there in the game. You're not going to hear them, you know, yell from the sidelines, watch the pinch! You know, keep an eye on his body. Like, you can't hear that, even if it's a preseason game. So there's not the comfort of being able to have those coaches coach you up from series to series or from play to play.
I want to push back on this, okay? And I respect where you come from. And I actually respect that you've been willing to move with the game, right? Like, you've moved on your position about, hey, yeah, I don't need golf for three preseason games. John, you're right. The practices are where you're going to get specific work. It's where you get to work with Graham Glasgow if I'm Tate Ratledge. It's where I'm going to get to work with Penei Sewell. Those guys aren't going to play in the preseason game. So I question how much they're going to take out of it versus the risk of something happening to a key piece on this offensive line. If I can't run all five out there and build consistency and continuity, I'll do it in practice against the Dolphins. I'll do it in practice against the Titans. And if the concern is they don't start off as hot as they should, I'm okay with that because it's all about how this team finishes. If I'm going to lose a little bit of efficiency and effectiveness in weeks 1, 2, and 3 because Ratledge doesn't play all the preseason games, I'm okay with it because I need him healthy at the end of the season. And if he can't rep with Sewell and if he can't rep with Glasgow, I'm not making a big deal about seeing him. If they choose to play him, great. I hope he stays healthy. But the real test is going to be what he does in joint practices and the regular season. And with Tyleek Williams, I mean, you've said it. I mean, defense is see ball, get ball. Just be healthy, show up in the regular season, he'll get those reps.
Yeah, but there's always little things. It's the little things that make all the difference in the world. And it's not having the awareness where in practice, if you line up as a three technique, but you're supposed to be head up two, mm-hmm, that could be the difference of somebody going 90 yards on a run, or you're not getting to, and maybe it's not you not getting to the quarterback, maybe it's the linebacker doesn't get the quarterback because you didn't line up right.
But I understand
that. It's all of those different things, because in practice, coach is going to yell out, hey, 2-I! And you're not going to hear that in a game. And
but,
so
but you think
it's,
him being, playing
it's being
in the
able
preseason
to then come
that
to the, yeah, because you then come to the sidelines. They make the corrections, and the coach says, "What were you doing?"
John, and it's just
and now, yeah, it is trade-offs. And I'm telling you that from my experience playing as a rookie, if I didn't have those rookie starts in the preseason, we played Tampa Bay, and I was able to pick. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I picked up a Tampa 2 blitz because, and I left Simeon Rice on the edge because the most dangerous was this safety coming in. And to me, that experience of having the success of seeing that, I don't know if I would have seen it week one, because you get to week one, now everything is real. Everything is fast. Everything is different. And if you make that mistake in week one and you get your quarterback killed, now all of a sudden you're looking back going, boy, if we could have had just that experience. And maybe you get it, maybe you don't, but I'd rather have the risk of, because you could get hurt at practice.
You can.
Just the same as you could get hurt but in the least, series or two that you're playing.
But at least in practice, I'm prepping and repping next to Penei Sewell and Graham Glasgow. I'm getting the continuity and working with my center and my tackle.
There's great value in that. I get that.
So it's worth the risk in that situation. It's not worth the risk to face, and John, I'll note something from your story. You went against Simeon Rice. Simeon Rice is not playing opposite Tate Ratledge. Nobody of significance is going to play opposite Tate Ratledge. So now I'm putting him out there and he ends up in a pile and I'm going, for what? Not to practice next to his guys and not to play against the best. And he's also probably not seeing complex blitzes. He's probably not seeing even a Tampa 2 blitz. It's
no,
vanilla. So why am I putting him out there?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Because, and this is why I say it's even more important for the guys in the trenches, because there is individual work that you can get done. And it's being able to make those adjustments on the field when the coach isn't there. If you get beat on a play and maybe you don't get your quarterback hit, and it's not going to be Jared Goff, but it'll be Hooker and completely two different styles. But then all of a sudden you can make that adjustment in your head. Well, if it was Goff back there and he didn't have the mobility of a Hendon Hooker, that's a sack. And now I can go back to the line of scrimmage on the next play. I've got to make adjustments. And if I get beat in that environment on TV in front of whatever crowd is there or not there, now I've got to find a way to go out there, forget about that, and move on to the next play. There are certain lessons that you need to learn as a rookie. And it's not that you learn them all in the preseason, because you're just not. Because you mentioned it, like, you're not going to be going against defense one.
No.
But you got to learn those so that you're not learning them in week one, in week two. You go back to 2 years ago. Do you think there were some lessons that some of the young guys could have learned, even the team, and not lost in week two to Seattle?
Or last year to Tampa.
But
you never want to concede anything, and I'm not conceding games. I'm okay being a half step slow in week two if it means keeping these guys healthy, because it's really not about a slow start for the Lions. It's just not.
I don't want to take that risk.
Okay. Like I said, it's you got to choose.
Right. And so I'm not going to sit here, and if Dan decides, you know, hey, we're not going to play Ratledge, we're not going to play Tyleek Williams, we're not going to play Mahogany, I'm not going to show up on Monday morning and crucify him for it. And same thing after week one. But there are, I just believe as a rookie, there are just some steps that you have to take to be ready for an NFL season.
How much does it matter if they start with two division teams?
I mean, that's the other factor that thank you for bringing that up, because you're on the road to Green Bay to start this season.
Yep.
And you better be down and dirty right away, because if you lose one of those games and you look back and you go, boy, if we were just a little bit more ready, you get to the end of the season and think that one game may have decided the division.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.